The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Town Chicago, your reach to the entertainment and restaurant areas of Chicago, is brought to you in part by Howard Frum Jewelers. Want to buy a watch? Howard is your man. HowardFrum.com, 312-332-5999. Purely Meats, where you can buy meat that can't be beat. www.purelymeat.com. And the good folks at Wheels of Chicago, where they are waiting to buy your unused auto. Call Al at 773-203-0396. And here we are on another Sunday. It's not quite as pretty as what we've been having.
It's cold.
It kind of reminds us of what's going on. We are into what I'm calling the holiday season is about to come upon us. This is Al Breslov and my co-host Frank Mecha. Around the Town Chicago is the name of the show, and we're here at beautiful WCPT 820. Our phone number here, because we will have a couple little contests.
And people are going to call in.
Yeah, 773-763-9278. For those of you who are internet people, you can hear our show and catch it no matter where you are on the internet at www.wcpt820.com. We did have a few things that went on this week.
Yeah,
politically, and again, I don't get into politics, a great thing, but it looks like we finally will have a president and vice president. and that hopefully during this terrible time that we're, that somebody's going to figure out this. We've got to get these lotions and potions and get everything organized. But in the meantime, folks, this is a terrible, terrible time to not listen to what the science people are telling us. If you stay indoors as much as you can, go where you need to go, when you need to go, wearing a mask. I know there's a lot of non-mask people in the world, but it takes a second. And if you cough or somebody else coughs and you get those little germs, you could be sick.
Have you seen it around here much? Because I don't. Every restaurant or every store I've been into, everybody's always masked. I've never seen anybody throw a fit. But you're out in the suburbs, so God knows.
But I've seen it in the city as well. Anywhere we've gone, I have seen people. And I wanted to let people know. One of the things that we want you to support your local restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's really, really important. Frank and I did his TV show the other night, and we were at our good friend, Sandy Jen, that has a wonderful restaurant in Roscoe Village, and she, right after we were there, and by the way, one of the best hamburgers I have ever had. Jane and I both flipped out.
I ordered a hamburger from a French restaurant.
Well, here's the thing. It's French Mediterranean with a little bit of Spain, but guess what? There was a contest last summer for the best hamburgers in Chicago, and they were in the top five.
Really?
So I love hamburgers, and we get them at all these places, BurgerFi and Wells on Wells and everywhere around. So as long as I was going home, I figured, let's try it, because I didn't get a chance to vote on it. So I got to tell you, they were delicious. They're fantastic. And as soon as they reopened, because even though they have the igloos, Sandy decided she's going to heed the word of the city of Chicago and protect the people of Roscoe Village by not keeping open at all. All of her employees will be taken care of during this period of time, and she has done a GoFundMe page that has done for Lesud. Koi, which is her sister restaurant that she has in Evanston, is open for catering, pickups and deliveries. And I want to tell people about something with deliveries. I just learned, and I really never knew how this worked, because there's so many now food delivery companies out there. When you call an order through a food delivery service, they take a commission. Yeah. So if you can get it, if the restaurant you want to deal with does a direct delivery, or you are close enough to go do a curbside pickup, it really, really will help them a lot, because they cut their The little bit of profit that they are getting is almost gone when you use an outside service. So when you can, good idea. Yeah.
I think the mayor of Chicago is going to get involved in that because some of these places are charging 30, 40%.
Yeah.
So there's very little profit left for anything.
Right. I mean, we understand that the plight is that they're not doing the kind of business they're doing, the restaurants. But these delivery services, and I don't even know if they really take care of the delivery people as well. I think the service people don't even get their full share. So I think that's important. We are going to have a little guest later on. We're going to have the young lady, the co-founder, artistic director of Chicago Children's Theater, is going to talk with us the second half of the show about something new and creative that the theater world is doing. And it's something that they just finished doing, but they're going to be doing more, I think. So we'll talk to her, to Jackie Russell, in a little bit. It sounds like something very, very cute. I listened to a little bit of it online, and we'll play a little bit for everybody a little later. I did watch a play. Okay. I did watch a show the other night, 2.5 hours. It was a little longer, and I'm not used to, sitting in my office for 2.5 hours not writing a review or not doing something. The interesting thing about this, for people who are Studs Terkel fans, this is very, very similar to what Studs Terkel did, like in Working. He did interviews with people from all kinds of jobs. Well, in The Projects, which is written by P.J. Paparelli and Joshua Yeager, they interviewed people who lived in the projects of Chicago.
Okay.
So it's an African-American community. All these people who lived in Cabrini Green and in the all the different ones, projects. The main thing on this one, they spend a lot of time on the South Side with this one. And it's all live, except for one show that they're going to do, which is on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, that performance will be pre-recorded from one of these. But this is a live show. You're watching it on Zoom. You're seeing some fantastic actors take on the roles of the people, and they talk about what the city was supposed to be doing when they built these projects, what the housing, the CHA was planning. How did it happen? Really, really a remarkable story. It's kind of heart-throbbing at places because you know that in some cases there was a lot of racism involved, and where everybody kind of was told this is going to be to your betterment, so you won't live in slums, you're going to have this nice new housing. When you build up and stack up and you have a lot of young people living with their kids and you get too many kids who have nothing to do and nowhere to go and nothing planned for them, that's what eventually happened, was that the gangs formed. And they talk about the gangs and they talk about their lives. And so if you have a chance, this is something that you really, really, really want to be able to look at. If you look at the website aroundthetownchicago.com, you'll find the review of it. There are only a few more performances left. There's next, the 21st. Today at 3 o'clock you can hop on. And then there's another one on the 21st, which is next Saturday. And then they will do one on Thursday, November 26th, which is Thanksgiving. That will be the recorded one. It's a pay what you can. Okay, suggested value is $20, which is so inexpensive for this many, for this kind of a show. It's all online. You can go to this www.stageleftheater.com. Theater is an R-E on that one. If you want, you can also email tix@stageleftheater.com, or you can call 773-883-8830.
Yeah, but when you look at how many projects have been torn down in Chicago and then converted, and then you wonder, where is everybody going? But then they did build a lot of other homes and stuff.
Well, that's in this story, too.
Oh, it
talks about how they were, now they were settled and now everything is good, but all of a sudden the land value became much, much greater. And the people that saw the land value going up figured, okay, let's redevelop this. let's get these people and move them elsewhere. And they said, okay, we're going to put you in mixed. We're going to make sure that it's not going to be all African-American anymore. Yeah. We're not going to do that. We're going to put you with mixed. We're going to guarantee there's going to be a certain percentage of this and a certain percentage of this. And they tried it, and they did some of it. But it's almost impossible to maintain and yeah. control that, because especially in rental things, somebody moves. If a new person moves in, can you say, I'm sorry, we can't rent it to you because we have to meet a quota? No, because then you're breaking the laws. Then you really are looking for trouble. So it's a wonderful story. It really is. And well-acted, well-directed. I mean, it's just... considering that we're not seeing it live with the audience, we are seeing it live, but they're not playing off of each other, because it's a little difficult to do. But these characters are real people. Mm-hmm. It's the real thing. It's like Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story.
Mm, very good.
Because my days, we used to drive down, if we were going down to Old Town or something.
Oh, yeah.
We always were told by our parents, roll your windows up and lock your door, because you're going through Cabrini Green.
And you never stopped at that stop sign.
No, you went right through it.
You went right through it. And my father taught me that one back when I was a kid. You do not stop.
Right. Do not, and do not pass go. Okay. Holidays are coming up.
Yes.
And because of what's going on, and because it looks like it's going to be closed here and closed there, a lot of restaurants are not going to be even open for carryouts or deliveries of any kind whatsoever. A lot of families are going to find it hard to get their families together to do what they normally do. Our good friends over at the Butter and Vine, they do have some Thanksgiving meals that are available. It's called Thanksgiving in a Box, and they have them from $119 up to $299, depending on 8 to 10 people. The $229 package will feed 8 to 10 people, and it's got 3.5 pounds of turkey, and then it's got turkey lasagna and green goddess salad and artichoke risotto and sweet potatoes, corn and carrots, cranberry sauce, coleslaw, German potato salad, and fresh baked apple pie. They deliver it to you.
All the stuff that the early settlers made on the choke hearts.
Of course, no, a lot of them didn't make it. They ordered it from Butter and Vine, the old Butter and Vine. So you can give them a call, 312-735-1577. Go to butterandvine.com. Rich will be happy to help you. Mention Around the Town Chicago. Maybe Rich will give you a little extra piece of pie.
So now you're doing yours by Zoom, right?
We're going to do ours partially by Zoom. We're going to have our immediate family will be in the garage instead of in the house, because the garage is safer, because we can open the garage door and have fresh air. It's not like being...
what you could do is send them all down Wednesday, get them tested, the rapid test, and then have them come up when it's all negative.
Yeah, okay. All right, you want to handle that rapid test for us?
I ended up, because I looked at that too, but I decided, now that everybody's canceling out the last minute, I go, I'm not going to go through this whole thing. So the one guy asked if I would take call Thanksgiving, I said, sure. So I'll just do the call,
Okay. All right.
Get around that one.
Okay. And I just want to remind people that New Faces of Broadway 1987, that's the Porchlight production, is still running. You can see that through the 29th. There is a review at AroundTheTownChicago.com. And I asked a question last week. We ran out of time and didn't get anybody to call in. So I'm going to give you this in order to get a winner. Okay, so here is the question. There is a show that opened on my birthday, which was November 5th. I need to know the name of that Broadway musical that is one of my very, very favorites, if not the most favorite. And if you can call 773-763-9278, Frank, you can't call, we will give you a dinner somewhere, okay?
Yeah, he didn't give you the year that it came out, did he?
Well, yes, 1987 is the name of the show.
But you were going to say 1887.
No. The name of the show that Porchlight is doing is called New Faces on Broadway 1987.
Okay.
It kind of gives you a little hint on that, okay?
Yeah. Even if it opened. It's not difficult, people really, really think.
Right. It's an easy one. 773-763-9278. Okay. What else is happening? There are all kinds of things going on.
We had the Jeff Awards this week.
Right. Jeff Awards. And I'm going to give you a contest on the Jeff Awards. Because
really?
I think, yeah, it's up on my website. I have an article about it.
Who didn't get an award that should have gotten an award?
No, we're going to say that's somebody who did get an award. So I want to know who won the Jeff for director of a musical or review midsize. Okay, midsize. So that's 773-763-9278. Another, I think, a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
Okay. Frank, you can't answer.
Drury Lane did really well this year.
Drury Lane did very, very well.
I thought Paramount would beat them out like they have been doing the last 2 years, but Drury Lane really just
Yeah, and Paramount had a good year, but you know what? Drury Lane outdid themselves this year. I guess they saw how good Paramount, they lost some of their season subscribers to Paramount and said, hey, we better really step it up a little bit, and they did. They did a great job. They had brought some great shows in. They had a nice mix. Paramount had another good year, though.
Let's be honest, Beauty and the Beast was wonderful, and they had Newsies. They had some great stuff.
Well, they also had the new show that was Michael Mahler's new show, which
was an excellent thing. The biggest surprise the whole night to me was Writers Theater, and that was...
Yeah, and that's that was for both of us, because that's a show that I really felt they did a fantastic job.
I mean, a whole new setting, everything. So that really shocked. But you know what, the Jeff, you never know how they're going to vote, because everybody looks at certain things.
All right, let's see what Rose has to say, okay?
Uh-oh. Who's that?
Oh, I don't know. Rose, you're on the air.
Hi, Into the Woods.
Into the Woods. Into the Woods and out of the woods and happy ever after. We got it. All right. Great.
Thank you.
All right. You stay on the line. Okay.
Wait. All right.
So that was born. That was on your birthday.
That was on my birthday.
But not 1987.
No, 1987 is not my birthday. My shoes were born in 1987.
Okay. Who was the main star in 1987 Broadway? Into that.
Bernadette Peters.
Very good. Excellent.
This is my show. You know, I love the show.
Okay. That was one of the first Broadway shows I saw, you know, and that was an excellent show.
Yeah, it's a dynamite. And they did a decent job with the movie of it, although the film... The only thing that's really good about the film is that it attracts younger people because of the splendor they can do. But Writers Theater did a fantastic job on what they did with their set and how they did it. And I was very, very impressed with what they did.
You know what I've learned this last year is there is a difference from watching a show on TV and watching it live.
Right.
And you know what? There is nothing quite like live. Let's be honest.
Live theater, the beauty is that you never see the same show twice. I say it all the time. In fact, I think on the commercials they have for our show, that's one of the things I say. It isn't the same because a different director, everything can change. But when somebody makes a movie, once you make the movie, unless you remake it, it's going to be the same thing you see every time you see it.
Yeah, did you end up seeing Cats the movie?
Yeah.
Did you wasted your 2 hours?
Right, I did. And I love cats.
I love cats, yes.
I'm allergic to them, but I do love cats.
It was such a waste.
Yeah, they don't know what to do. I even thought they did a bad job with Rent. I think Rent on stage is so dynamic. Now, they did a decent job with Les Mis. It worked.
Yes, that worked. But I think they tried not to do it more like a stage production. I think because they added a little bit to it, the way they did stuff. I don't know.
You take it away from the stage and you put it into a mountain or you put it where you're walking through things. Rent, they tried to do too much with real estate. They tried to jazz it up too much. And I think you lose something. Same thing with Cats. Cats, the beauty of live theater is the illusion that you feel. Person sitting next to you may not see it the same way you do.
Right.
Oh, that's almost like politics. Person sitting next to you may not feel the same way you do.
Everybody has a different thing. But I remember the first time I saw Cats was in New York, and that theater was completely done, completely around you, all 360 degrees, make you think that you were in an alleyway and stuff. It was beautifully done, and I loved it. You know,
if you remember, they had some of the actors who actually went around over the people, crawling over them, sitting in your seats. They they were going on your on the back of your seat.
They acted just like a cat. They right. just had it down pat. Betty Buckley was beautiful. I remember that. I saw her. You know, it's just one of those things. Live theater. Now, I did see a new movie this week that you recommended.
Which one?
I saw The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was a movie. It's a series.
I watched the whole seven episodes.
Wow. But it does grab you. It does hold you. So that's on Netflix. If you're a chess player, there's mm-hmm. no question you're going to fall in love with it. If you're not a chess player, you're going to learn a little bit about chess, but you're also going to learn a little bit about the people who play chess.
Now, did you watch all seven episodes yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love the last episode. The ending was phenomenally yeah.
don't
done.
Don't give it away. I know you want to tell people, but don't do it. Don't do
no,
it.
Watch it. Go yeah. really watch it.
It's The Queen's Gambit. It's on Netflix, and it's well worth taking a couple nights of, especially if we're going to be staying home more, mm-hmm. take advantage of the time you've got and watch these things, because there are some really, really, Jane got a couple of to look at that are, oh, we saw The Impossible. Okay, Impossible was a movie that we saw in the theater about 2 years ago. It takes place in Thailand, and it's about a tsunami. Hmm. Okay, and we watched this movie, like I say, in the movie theater about 2.5 years. I said to Jane, I said, I think we saw this before. She said, okay, let's give it a few minutes to make sure. 10 minutes into it, she started, I don't remember this. She fell asleep during the original. So she slept for the whole, yeah. She slept through it. So this time she got to see it. But it's called Impossible, and it's about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
And it tells what happens when a family gets separated during a tsunami and how they have to find their way together, how it changes their personalities and who they are a little bit. And it's a lovely story. It's worth seeing again.
See, that's on my little list now.
Put it on your list.
You've been making some good recommendations.
Yeah, now it's on your list. Now let's go. All right, so let's talk about Oak Park. I want to let them know the Oak Park Festival Theater is doing their Christmas Comes But Once a Year on December 12th. You can unlock a mystery that's almost as old as Shakespeare. This is a holiday comedy that's for everybody. It's a flashback to November of 1602 when Thomas Heywood and Henry Chettle, Thomas Dekker, and John Webster struggle to complete an accessible holiday story. Can they meet their deadline? Will their famous friend-enemy William Shakespeare come through with some help? And why was Christmas Come But Once a Year erased from history?
Hmm.
Okay, so this is something that you will be able to get on, I believe, if you go to their website. You'll get all the information about this. I'll go to info if you have any questions, but it's oakparkfestival.com. If you have any questions, you can write to them at info@oakparkfestival.com. But the tickets are available right now at oakparkfestival.com. This is something that everybody is going to be doing things online. This is our new future. This is our new way of going to theater right now. So we have to kind of understand that virtual theater is pretty much what it's going to be. Christmas Carol can be seen, all kinds of copies of that. They're going to be doing it. Of course, the one that's been for 43 years is Goodman Theater's Christmas mm-hmm. Carol. They're going to be streaming it starting December 1st. Writers Theater is offering two versions. Manuel's Cinema's Christmas Carol, and then they're doing a Christmas Carol of one person. Michael Halberstein is doing a solo performance of all the characters and telling the whole tale of a Christmas Carol. These are all at Writers Theater. There's going to be the new Philharmonic live streaming holiday sing-along with the symphony. That's going to be coming up at in the Harris Theaters. I mean, there's just one thing after another. Ballet Chicago is doing the Nutcracker along with a hybrid version, Joffrey Ballet. So what I'm going to do over the next few days, since we're going to be home, I am going to do a thing of all the holidays and what's going on at all the theaters so that everybody can go to Around the Town Chicago and find the links and how to get to all these different things, because there's some really cool things and that you're able to do, and some of these are pay as you can afford. Some of these are No. And for those who are saying everything's so Christmassy, everything's so Christmassy, Straw Dog will come to the rescue with Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins. And that's going to be opening on December 5th. So this is a chance for you to see something. It's his third consecutive year. And this is now reimagined as a virtual production that's going to be performed live.
Oh,
and that's what something that people don't understand. Everything that you see online is not taped. Everything these theater companies are doing now is doing it live in their homes or from their homes to your homes.
Right.
So you're going to be able to participate, so to speak. You can't talk to them, I don't think, unless they have questions and answers afterwards. But you can see it as it's happening, as it's unfolding. I know that on December 24th, I'm going to be doing Santa Claus for one of the theater companies for, as they do every year, I do Santa Claus when they do It's a Wonderful Life. So I may do it a couple times before that. I don't know.
Are you going to do it in your home?
I'm going to do it from my home. Yeah, you remember, you're going to give me some kind of camera thing.
I think we're going to have to decorate a part of your house, even though it's Hanukkah. We're going to have to put up a Christmas section in your house.
I think not. Can we superimpose that? Can we do something? I can hold the leaf.
Oh. If we have a green screen, I forgot, we have a green screen.
Ah, okay.
So if we put up a green screen, we can reimpose whatever pictures we want on the background.
All right. Sounds like something cool. Gwen, did you hear that? We're going to be able to do that.
I have a feeling we're going to be doing Christmas Eve at Al's house, and I'm going to have to bring some Italian food because...
Oh, all right. I'm in. All right. So we're going to take a little break here, and then we'll be back. And when we come back, we're going to have Jacqueline Russell from Chicago Children's Theater to talk about their new program, what they're doing, which I think is very, very cool.
Okie doke. That sounds good.
Want to buy a watch? For years, people have been hearing this phrase in every big city. In Chicago, when you hear, "want to buy a watch," it's a little different. It's Howard Frum. And whether you are buying or selling, you will get the real thing. Mueller, Cartier, Patek Philippe, Breitling, and many more. Of greatest importance, hundreds of Rolex watches to choose from. In fact, over 450 in stock. Truly vintage and classics as well. For over 50 years, the trusted and most respected name in quality watches is Howard Frum, located at 5 South Wabash in the Jewelers Center on the 8th floor. Check out www.howardfrum.com or call him at 312-332-5999. Howard has been my guy for over 40 years. Make him your guy as well. Mention Around the Town, get a free gift. They also do repairs and restorations. Yes, make Howard your guy. Tired of your old car? No longer need a car? Well, run ads and wait around for strangers to come by, test drive, and then haggle. Wheels of Chicago, a trusted name in used auto since 1984, needs your car now. Call Al, 773-203-0396. Make an appointment. Bring your title. Wheels of Chicago is located at 6229 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Better yet, call Al, 773-203-0396. He'll come to you.
Welcome to Walkie Talkies, where you do the walking and we do the talking. Brought to you by the Chicago Children's Theater.
Today's walkie-talkie tour of Little Village, we are going to play I Spy. In this Mexican-American community, there are certain objects and symbols that you will see all over the neighborhood. Try to keep count and see how many of these three items you can find. Keep your eyes
on. Okay, you heard a little bit of what the walkie-talkie is all about. We're on with Jackie. Hi, it's Al Breslov here and Frank Metcha. We're happy to have you on with us. And we want to learn more about walkie-talkies.
Hi. Thank you for having me today. We just launched a series of podcasts created by Chicago Children's Theater called Walkie Talkies. And we created these just really wanting to inspire families to get out and do some walking together and listen to stories created about different neighborhoods. And right now we've launched three of them. One is around North Pond, another one is in Little Village, and the other one is in the South Shore.
Right. And now, is this something that people can still do, or is it over?
Oh, no. So you can just go to our website at chicagochildrenstheater.org, and you can go and download any of the podcasts that you see there. The three of them are available. And along with the podcast are different games and things that you can play to enhance the experience. There's maps. We even have some Google Earth maps that you can look at to prepare for your walk. You can do the walk anytime you want. You can also just listen to the podcast and enjoy them at home and get out and do the walk another time. So it really is designed so you can do things at your own leisure with your own family, socially distancing.
And they can be socially distant. You can stay socially distanced. And the big thing is, we have a great city and a lot of history in Chicago, and a lot of people don't know a lot of neighborhoods. This is so, like, South Shore, I had an uncle that had a store on 71st and Jeffrey back in the day, and I used to be out in the South Side all the time, and there were some great, great shops, and you know, the train was right down the middle of the street, and but there was restaurants and all kinds of things going there that many people have never been to the South Side. They just stay in their little suburb or stay home. And it's a great thing to go to a little village. You know, it's like being in Mexico. Some of the best Mexican food you'll ever have when you can go in. But you can always take it out. I mean, there a lot of them have carry out. It's just great experience. This is really a wonderful thing.
Yes, thank you. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think that getting to celebrate Chicago's neighborhoods was a big part of the inspiration for this, and also, to your point, encouraging families to try other neighborhoods. And so the things that we've selected for them to see and do are very family-friendly, and we do have suggestions for restaurants and different things that can really enhance that experience when you're out there. And, you know, these podcasts, they're very bite-sized, you know, they're nice and short, and they do give you a good flavor, and they're fun.
Well, I was looking at Stacy's Walk, which was the South Shore neighborhood, and when you print it all out, there's a s'mores sheet cake. There's a recipe how you can make a sheet cake. It's all on here. And then they talk about the Jeffrey Theater and the old Woolworths and the train station, which I had mentioned before, on Exchange, right by Exchange there. And then the cultural center, a lot of people drive by it on the outer drive when they go places, and they really don't know what that cultural center is on East South Shore Drive. So there's just, you know, of course, in the summertime, there's a marvelous beach, and then there's a golf course out there. There's there's so many things that you don't know. And my question is, are you going to do more neighborhoods? Are you planning some others?
Yes, we definitely are planning to do more, and, you know, we wanted to see how these three go, and it seems like there is a lot of interest in these, and the artist had such a wonderful time making them, and wouldn't it be great if we could just get every neighborhood in Chicago?
Well, there's 75 that you can work on, so you can have 75.
There are 75?
75 neighborhoods in Chicago.
Ah, so. Okay. So, and there's no reason that you really can't do Evanston or some of the, like, Berwyn and Cicero and expand it from there. I know you're called Chicago Children's.
That's right. Well, we have children from all over the Chicagoland.
Of course.
Theater, so we can certainly branch out. And, yes, I think that we could keep ourselves really busy doing this. And, you know, another thing we really are excited to be doing with this project is keeping artists employed and getting their creativity out there. And, you know, I think it's just a great gift to the children and families of this city to be able to do this. And also, like I said, the creativity, I think when you listen to these, there's so much storytelling and just a lot of imagination that went into these.
Well, yeah, and it shows. I listen to one because Jay said, listen before you do anything, and that's why we played a little portion. Mm-hmm. I think it's really, really a great idea, and I love the fact because I'm a Chicagoan and I love the city and I love the neighborhoods. And I look at places like Albany Park, and I remember as a kid the differences, of course, of what it is today. But that's okay, because the history is there. Some of those buildings are very historical. Devon Avenue, mm-hmm. you go down Devon Avenue. Back in my day when I was a kid, Devon Avenue was pretty much Jewish. Now it's the United Nations.
Oh, yeah.
It's everyone. It's everything. And people who don't go into these neighborhoods are missing out on the beauty of a city that is a world-class city.
We've always been known as a melting pot city, and we really do show it with our different neighborhoods and stuff. But your idea is absolutely wonderful, because people need to get out. They need to start walking these things, because even the CDC reported that exercise is down. People are not they're staying home everybody wants them to, but they're not getting any exercise. They need to get out and start walking. And I know the Chicago Historical Society used to have tours, but now with the social distancing, you can't have that many. So, this makes more sense, because you can do it at your time that you want, but you can pre-plan everything.
Right.
Because they have maps and everything else that they can go to. So
you practice, if you people who are living during this period of time where you're looking for things to do, sitting and watching TV is okay. Mm-hmm. Frank, you can do it. But getting out and walking is really good. And keeping the family together, keeping everybody occupied, doing something. And if you're learning at the same time, wow.
Yeah.
I love it. I love what one. As soon as I saw the note fair, we talked about it a little bit last week, but right. I didn't have all the information because we didn't get it early enough.
Because I actually thought they walked around with walkie-talkies, but I don't even think a kid knows what a walkie-talkie is.
Yeah, walkie-talkie. I don't know if young people today probably don't know what a walkie-talkie is. I had one as a kid because that was our big thing. That's how we communicate. We didn't have cell phones.
No, as a kid, we had two solo cups and a string.
Right.
And they worked.
And you yelled. Because if you didn't yell, nobody heard you. It didn't matter. All right, how do people, can they just go to your website now and find all this information?
Yes, they can go to ChicagoChildrensTheater.org, and they'll find all the walkie-talkies there. They are free. And they come on all different platforms for use as a podcast. And we, of course, ask people to make a donation to the theater to keep us going and to help us make some more of these. But we do want to make sure that everybody knows that they are free. And again, there's a lot of information. Like you said, you can also learn how to make a s'more sheet cake. And you can learn about all of the different animals that you can spot around North Pond. There's all kinds of information and fun things to do. And yeah, please go to the website and check it out. We'd love to have you try the walkie-talkies. And then please let us know how you do.
Well, here's I'm going to put something out to our listeners. If somebody wants to go to any one of those and then calls us with a report on what they did, I'll send you out for dinner somewhere, okay? So you've got all you got to do is follow this, see anyone. You don't have to, I'm not going to tell you which one of the three to pick. Pick one, and then next week, call 773-763-9278. Let us know which one and your report on it, and we will send you out somewhere for a nice dinner. How's that? We'll try to get this thing rolling a little stronger, okay, Jackie?
We need to get people out there. The weather's perfect for walking.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the next. We have a bad day today, but I think starting tomorrow, it's supposed to be decent. And I guess in the next few days, we could get into the 50s to 60.
Oh, see, perfect.
So perfect and no rain. So
I'll put my decorations up.
We're going to go walking. Yes, indeed. We're going to walk these three areas.
Now that you're healthy again, you should start doing your walking.
I'm walking. I'm exercising. I even went bowling today. I'm feeling good. Okay. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to seeing more of these and being able to share it with our listeners and my readers again on around the town of Chicago. I'll pop stuff up there. I'll put the link there, and we'll help everybody find a little bit more about Chicago on Walkie Talkie.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
so much.
All right. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, people do need to get out because there's so many activities. And you know what? Yes, I know that when they say stay home, they mean stay home, but they don't mean you can't get outside and do stuff as long as you're socially distancing.
Yeah, staying at home doesn't mean in your house, locked on your sofa with your bonbons or whatever bonbons are, you know, whatever you eat today. It means being careful. It means trying to avoid crowds. One of the things that I get real nervous about is when, like one of the grandkids is going to do something and they're going to go with a group of friends. I don't want them to go with a group of friends. I'm cautious about this stuff, and we've had it, and we're still cautious.
The problem is going to be your teenagers and your college students. They're the problems, especially if you're a grandparent. So that's what you need to worry about. You know, my sister's best friend, she just got her clean diagnosis with her cancer. And then the grandkids all decided to come over and visit her. And then an hour later, one of the grandkids is talking about, "Oh, I don't feel good. Why did you do something?"
Yeah,
people need to just stay away.
You gotta understand other people and care about other people and take care of other people. So next week we're going to have as our guest, we're going to have somebody from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, good.
Just so we can talk about it. This is a traditional play for Chicago. It's a radio show. And for anybody who's never, ever witnessed this show or how a radio show is
you
done.
You must be new to Chicago.
it's really, really a dynamite thing. I'm not sure if Gwen is going to join us or who's going to join us, but we are going to have somebody to talk about it. And I love the show, and I love the cast, and I love everything about it. So it's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful show.
Yeah, we've had some great, there are certain shows that are so Chicago.
Right.
That's one of them. The Christmas Schooner was another one.
Right, and I missed that show. I really missed that show, just like I missed that theater.
Yeah.
Mercury Theater was my one of my favorite little theaters, and comfortable, had a restaurant nearby. Parking was a little problem, but
You always managed to find a
I always
parking.
Found it. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Okay, another show that's coming up that I think it's going to be coming up. I'm going to be watching it tonight, I think. It's called The Girl Who Swallowed a Cactus in Your Home.
Really?
Okay, this is a second installment of First Stage's virtual season. This is a new online one-actor play geared for family. It's adapted by playwright Eric Koble. It's a Milwaukee a young lady, Karen Estrada, is going to be doing is the one person who does this show. It's a actor sharing the story of a group of friends who go on a wild adventure in the American Southwest after a well-dressed talking coyote steals an orange traffic cone from their junkyard. This is a funny, innovative, rehearsed and performed and recorded virtually from Miss Estrada's own home. So we are going to, it opened on the 2nd. It's running through the 22nd. I'm not sure if Julie is watching it or I'm watching it, but one of us is going to watch it. We're looking for things for you out there to be able to watch and see. We're trying to find everything that's out there so that we can report it to you.
And there's a few new stuff that comes up. I'm seeing a play Thursday. Was it A Pair of Lunatics? And that's with Pride Arts Theater.
Ah, okay.
So that's Thursday night. Of course, I have to watch it at home. I'm still going to try and figure out how to watch it on the big screen instead of having to watch it on the computer screen.
Yeah. There are some ways. I guess there's some wires you can attach, I think,
somebody
from the computer.
Somebody says there's a cable that you can attach to your... But then my TV's mounted on the wall. So I have to find a way to get it behind that thing.
Where's that little... Isn't there a little jack for the... What do you call it? MP thing? Or Paul, what's that little thing they plug in to?
To
a TV?
About?
Isn't there a little thing like...
Like an HDMI cable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think that's probably underneath.
Now, the computer that I have that I could use downstairs doesn't have an HDMI output. So I have to find a USB to HDMI.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I'm going to go to my favorite little computer place. What's it called? Computer Center in Logan Square. You ever go there? CompuCenter.
Oh, CompuCenter.
There's only one left in Illinois, but they sell everything electronic there.
Okay. So let's talk about... There's an 80-minute play that's starting tonight. I think it's a storytelling musical Six Stories Up, 16th Street Theater. A lot of people don't know about this theater, but this is Ann Filmer's little theater in Berwyn. And it is a tiny, small, very intimate space, but they do some really, really creative things. Now, what they're doing is telling tales, 23rd annual Six Stories Up program. This is Six Stories Up in the Roaring 20s. So this is at, go to 16th streettheater.org. And you will find out more about this show to get tickets and everything else. It is a tonight's show is a culmination of a mentoring program between six middle school students and six adults. Each team writes a scene, and in just 5 weeks, they rehearsed on Zoom and recorded it. So when you experience the similarities between the 1920s and the 2020s, you will realize that no matter what happens in any decade, the human spirit stays the same. And there are songs, and from what I'm told, a very, very funny opening number. Because an opening number is always the same. A line of girls come out and flip their hip. No, we're not going to do that one.
No, you're not going to do that.
That's not the one we're talking about. So Illumination, Morton Arboretum is kicking off theirs. This is the time for holiday lights. Frank's going to go home and put his lights up on his house.
As soon as the weather warms up, I'm hoping Wednesday, like he said, it's going to be warm.
All right, so the Morton Arboretum, their light show is where you stay in your car and drive through. And they tune in with your FM radio, so you're going to hear music, you're going to have entertainment as you do it. It's always been a one-mile walking path, but because of what's going on, they've made some changes this year. There will be prepackaged snacks and non-alcoholic beverage options, such as hot cocoa, butter popcorn, like a drive-through concession tent at the beginning of the exhibit. Really very cool thing. They have a lot of new things that they haven't had before, but Gateway to Illumination and Frost Hill Fantasy and Winter Brilliance, and they're going to have some of the things they've done in the past. So this is Morton Arb, MORTONARB.org /illumination. It is strictly, you cannot just drive up. You have to have a reservation. You have to be on the list. You need to do that. For those of you who live in the North Shore, of course, there will be at the Chicago Botanic Gardens, yes. Does theirs. But guess what? Everybody who knows Northbrook Court, remember there used to be a store called Macy's?
Yeah, of course.
That Macy's is gone.
It used to be Marsha Fields before
Before that. Right, okay. But that's all gone. That is now an empty piece of land where it's been fenced off, and they are doing a drive-through light show. This is a new family tradition for Northbrook Court.
How do you drive through it? It's in the store.
No, the store's gone. The building is gone.
Oh, they tore it down?
They tore it all down. Oh. It's bye-bye. And now what they're going to do, this is a Let It Shine is proud to present the North Shore's largest drive-through World of Christmas Lights at Northbrook Court. The guests are invited to stay in their cars, immerse themselves in a wonderland of light displays synchronized to holiday classic music. There's no denying the holiday cheer as you cruise past dazzling archways, sparkling candy canes, glowing snowmen, and more, more, more.
I got to figure out how they're doing this. I mean, okay, it's been a while, but okay, it used to be a mall. And I know Macy's was a store at, like, the end.
Right.
So they just tore down the whole mall or just this?
No, they just tore down the Macy's, which was pretty big, that whole end. And then there was parking there, and that now has been included into this. So it is a fairly big area. If you drive by, it's real big. Now, it's like $30 on the weekday and $40 on the weekend. It's for the whole car, of course, and yeah. You can put as many people as fit in your car.
We'll stop it.
It opens on November 15th, which, by the way, is today, and it will run through January 9th. It's open rain, shine, or snow.
Okay.
Okay.
So go this week.
From 4:30 until 10 p.m., weekend from 4:30 till 11. To avoid busier times, you have to plan your visit during, and you can buy tickets online. I will, again, I don't have their website yet because it's brand new, but I will have it today, and I will put it on my website, so it'll be on Around the Town Chicago probably by 6 o'clock today. So we'll make sure we cover that. Because some people don't want to go all the way to the south side, and some people don't want to go. And this is by ticket, by appointment type. So again, you're going to be driving through at your leisure, and you can. It's close to home for the people on the North Shore.
Yeah.
So it's. I'm pretty sure because it's in the North Shore, they'll probably put a few Hanukkah things in there just to liven it up.
Of course.
Okay. And then I want to remind people about the season of concern.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows the season of concern during this time of year. Normally, right. At the end of a play, when you come out, the actors are there with a bucket. This is money that is raised to help people who are sick, to help people who are in need in the theater community. So what they're doing this year because of the pandemic is doing it a little different. They are going to star in a show called Fifu and Her Friends. They're going to produce this specifically to raise the funds. And this is going to be on December 5th at 7 p.m. We will have the director, the co-producer, Mary Beth Fisher, should be joining us next week or the week after, right before the show. So right around Thanksgiving, Turkey Day, and then she'll talk more about it. But it has a tremendous cast. It is a 80-minute production, and it's with some beautiful, beautiful ladies of Chicago's theater. I'm looking forward to it. I just hope everybody finds a way to take a view of it and make a donation. There are a lot of people right now that have been out of work for a long time. There is no actual theater going on except for virtual, which is there's more and more happening. But I don't believe we're going to see the theaters open anytime real quick. I'm thinking probably March if we're lucky.
No, that's going to be too soon. That's going to be too soon.
That's too soon?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hopeful.
Because remember, even if you get your shot, you still got to wait 6 weeks.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So it's not instantaneous. You got to build
it
up.
It isn't?
You got to build up an antibody.
Oh, man.
I just got my flu shot last week, and my arm was sore for 3 days.
Are you kidding? I had my flu shot a long, long time ago. And you should know better.
Yeah, I know. You get yours way ahead of time.
I have to because my son will go crazy if I don't. We have a bet every year. So we have to bet as to who's the first one to get it done. You got to take a picture of the bandage on your arm and send it to each other. It's a let us entertain you night.
Yeah, so I had mine at the last minute. So, but yeah, there's, you know, so I say someone's going to open up probably by summertime. I'm going to give it summertime.
All right. Okay. So if anybody wants to call in and answer the question, I'm still waiting for the question to be answered.
Which question is that?
Well, the question was about who in the won the show that was named, the director of the
oh, yeah.
Musical, Midsize.
Come on, people. This is not a tough one either.
Yeah, this is not a tough one.
We actually mentioned it, I think.
I don't know if we mentioned this one, but it came close.
We mentioned the theater.
Oh, we did mention the theater, Mercury Theater. Oh. That was one of my favorite theaters, and I think this is the gentleman that ran the Mercury Theater, so if that helps anybody who's got any kind of memory, 773-763-9278. We don't have a lot of time left, do we? Okay, we got a few minutes. We got a minute or two?
Are you into beer, Paul?
Am I into beer?
Yeah.
Yes, I am into beer.
Did you ever hear of this thing called the Goose Islands Proprietary Days, where they have a barrel-aged beer
I'm trying to remember what some of the special, and so this, like Matilda, or is that, that's a pretty common
yeah,
one.
Yeah, this one, they got one, it's a Neapolitan.
Okay.
So it's a flavors of strawberry, pistachio, and chocolate.
And
barrel-aged.
And you get ice cream to go with it?
And it's a bourbon stout. And they're going to be doing it this year, but because of the COVID, you got to do everything online. And you can register to try and be able to order 2 bottles.
Okay.
Oh.
And so that's through Goose Island. So you need to go onto their website. So that's
you can only get it that way? You can't?
Yeah. Because it's only limited to 1 barrel.
Uh-huh. So I don't know how many bottles you get out of a barrel. I wonder what you get out of a barrel.
Not many. It depends on the size of the barrel, I'm sure.
I think
I know what you're talking about, it sells out like right away.
Yeah. It's just a one day.
Yeah, there's a new place on Campbell between Belmont and Addison or Elston. That's in that place. There's a microbrewery there. Now there's a new company that is doing. different alcohols. I think they're going to be we're going to be talking to them in the near future because they're going to tell you how to make an old fashioned. So right. We're going to have them come out because they're going to have a tasting room, but they can't open the tasting room yet. So we're going to probably have a special tasting.
There are so that's going to be fun. I'm sure everybody will be here in the studio for that. But yeah, there's so many beer places that have opened up that are all into these microbreweries. There's one on Montrose. There's one on Irving Park. There's a couple on Milwaukee. You got, what's the Mexican beer? Five Rabbits or Five?
Yeah, Five Rabbits.
Yeah, Five Rabbits. Yeah. They're by Midway Airport. They took over a whole area.
Yeah, they've been there for a while. They've been there for a real long time.
It's just growing. There's hundreds now. It's just one of those things.
I guess a lot of beer drinkers in this world, especially in the South Side. I know.
And now the big thing is the stronger, the more alcohol, the better. So if it used to be hoppy, now it's alcohol.
Wait, hoppy did you say or happy?
Hoppy. They want hoppy. The more hoppy. It's called BTUs, you know, so it's that.
There's the bitterness.
Yeah, the bitterness. Yeah. And some people like this. These happy beers in the 80, 90 category where you can't taste anything else but, you know, so.
I'm not a beer drinker. My problem with beer is I love to taste the beer, but I spend too much time in the bathroom with one beer. The people sitting next to me all those years at Wrigley Field would have a beer every inning, and they never left their seats. So I don't understand that, except that I'm Jewish and they're not. So I guess it makes a difference.
Your bladder was just too small.
I have that. I'm only good for vodka and for
scotch. We're out of time again.
All right. Have a good week. Everybody stay safe. Listen to what they tell you. Behave. And we'll see you next week at Around the Town, Chicago.
See ya.